Okay.
Do you have a second?
Sure.
So the referral that you just forwarded me, I was like, I need to see this because nothing's making sense.
Wait,
so,
that's the day that that referral came in. Did I send the right email? Because I didn't have a chance to look.
Wait, what happened?
Is that the day? One second. Is that the day that that it was assigned to? Like I sent.
Yeah,
you
it was July 3rd. So with that, the new referral that came in is all different information. So the phone number is incorrect. The Nakia's number was never added to the actual database. I just got the 445 number and the 215 whatever. So I'm confused.
Well, I'm going to hold on. Let me see your latest email.
So I'm trying to update Crystal
McBee.
Wait,
hold on. Give me one second. 7, 3, 7, 3, 7, 3, 7, 3. They're not separate cases. They have the same date of birth. They have the same Medicaid, right?
No, because what I said was the numbers that you're giving me for the, like the, okay. So,
let me open the email. I need to see everything side by side. Hold on one second.
Well, so the issue is that the original email that was on July 3rd is not the same information that I got in the referral on my sheet.
Hold on.
It's totally different phone numbers.
Okay, aside for phone numbers, there's other information
Yes, but the phone numbers on Crystal McBee's case, the first one, are four.
The phone number, that's not a defined, meaning nothing. Yeah. 367, they have the same Medicaid ID. No.
You're not understanding. So the first referral that came in, so on July 3rd, this 215-4...
I understand, meaning she put in the wrong patient's name because very nice. If it's a different phone number, it's a different patient.
They're the same same address and everything. So I don't know who's what because I just called Barbara Mack and Barbara Mack said that her address is 4214 Locust Street. So now, Barbara Mack.
Who's Barbara Mack? She's related to Crystal?
Thank you.